We've come back early for 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Saying their restructuring plans simply weren't good enough, President Obama isn't ruling out bankruptcy for either GM or Chrysler.
Both need a fresh start to implement the restructuring plan they developed. That may mean using our bankruptcy code as a mechanism to help them restructure quickly and emerge stronger.
After forcing the head of GM to resign, the White House said the company has 60 days to come up with another plan. As for Chrysler, government officials say it must work out a merger with Fiat or bailout cash will dry up. President Obama is also offering incentives to encourage you to buy a new car.
It has been more than a quarter century since auto sales were this bad in the U.S. To boost them, the government says new car purchases made between February 16th of this year and the end of 2009 are eligible for a tax break. Buyers can deduct sales and excise taxes. The government will also guarantee warranties on any GM or Chrysler car, and the White House is looking at incentives for drivers who replace older gas guzzlers with more energy-efficient vehicles.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Millions of teenagers are clinically depressed, and that's why an influential government-appointed medical panel is urging doctors to screen all of them routinely for the condition. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is live with more.
Sherry, the group of independent experts says teens should be routinely screened for depression.
This disorder impacts somewhere around 5.5% of all adolescents. And if you think about it, that's a fairly large proportion.
Dr. Ned Kalange, chair of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, says after screening, depressed teens should be directed to psychotherapists and not just given medication. Sherry?
ABC's Stephen Portnoy live. Watch your kids even early on. Another new study finds rapid weight gain during the first weeks or months of infancy can be a predictor of obesity and high blood pressure, both later in childhood and on into adulthood. Markets, Dow's been down all day. Just before the close, it was down 250. NASDAQ down 41 points. You're listening to ABC News.
In today's job market, companies are cutting jobs. Is your job secure? Do you have the skills you need to keep your job? If you've lost your job, do you have the skills needed to get another?
Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor. Most jobs today require computer skills. I want to give you that edge so that you have the skills that you need to compete. Learn Vista, Excel, PowerPoint, even eBay. Over 60 lessons to choose from, and I'll send you any one of your choice absolutely free. It's a fact. Employees with the most computer skills have a better chance of keeping their jobs. And if you're looking for a job and you have the computer skills, you're more than likely to get hired. Don't take chances with your career. Let me help you take control. You have nothing to lose. Try my product.
Don't wait another second to get the computer skills you need. Call the Video Professor hotline right now and see how Video Professor can help you. We want you to succeed. Call 1-800-795-8130. 1-800-795-8130. That's 1-800-795-8130.
Six people are dead in the San Francisco suburbs, and police say it was a family dispute.
Police say they don't know why a man killed most of his family in a home in an upscale neighborhood of Santa Clara before taking his own life.
We believe the shooter is among the dead in the home.
Lieutenant Phil Cook says one of the initial survivors, an infant girl, died after being taken to a hospital. Four of the victims are children. The lone survivor, an adult woman, is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A lot of questions in Carthage, North Carolina as well, where a man went on a shooting rampage at a retirement home yesterday. ABC Steve Osunsami is there.
Everyone, of course, is wondering why. Why would someone do this? What was the motivation? And the motivation so far that police seem to be pointing to is a domestic dispute between this man, the gunman, and his estranged wife who worked at the nursing home.
A mother and father in the Boston suburb of Milton are making arrangements for a single funeral for two of their daughters and the son who stabbed them to death. The 23-year-old brother was shot as he tried to attack another sister. The parents are said to be in shock and disbelief over what happened. Reeling from the recession, the city of Palm Springs, California, sent text messages to 55,000 college students, urging them to come hang out for spring break. The nearest beach is 2 hours away, but some students say they switched from Mexico to Palm Springs to be safer. This is ABC News.
You know what that is? That's bugs hitting your windshield. You know what this is? And that's your worn-out wiper blades clouding your vision with grasshopper guts. Yeah, it's disgusting. So do something about it. Go to Advance Auto Parts, buy a pair of select premium Trico, Rain-X, or Bosch wiper blades, and save $10 instantly. Oh, and ask a team member to install them for you. It's always fast and free. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Go News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. The FBI has joined the search for an 8-year-old Tracy girl who was last seen outside of her home on Friday. Officials say it is unlikely that she is a runaway. No injuries or damage reported in a 4.3 earthquake, which centered about 11 miles north of Morgan Hill. California's Sierra Nevada mountains are included in a bill which sets aside more than 2 million acres as protected wilderness, legislation signed today by President Obama. Let's check your traffic now. Here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
There is a problem in the area of Benicia, Marshview Road at Lopez, just off of 680. A car hit a pole, went into a ditch, and caught fire. Everyone got out of that car. PG&E notified about that pole. In today's uncertain economy, it's more important than ever to make plans for your tomorrow. Wells Fargo has experienced professionals and a wide range of online tools to help you prepare. Seize your Sunday, Wells Fargo. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Sunny and breezy this afternoon with highs in the 60s. Clear but chilly tonight. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Unidell here. Welcome to the program once again. I don't know. Maybe I've been misinformed, but I didn't really think this would turn out that way. This is a, quote, report from England claiming that men with hair are five times more likely to get a date than those who are thinning on top. Now, getting a date. Well, what they did was, and this is such a simple way to do this kind of research, identical profiles of a man are posted on a dating website, right? The man, the profile was, he lives in London, he's in his 30s, describes himself as successful, professional, interested in sport and music and travel. And what about long walks on the beach? You ever seen a dating profile where people didn't say, love long walks on the beach? They never do that. Anyway, the only difference was, one photo showed him with a full head of hair and the other without. Over the next 2 months, a photo of him with hair had 108 replies from women. The bald one got 22. Now, this was actually done by, hair treatment kind of company. And hey, see, I'm a guy, so I'm not so good at this, but you certainly see so many, quote, you know, hot looking guys who shave their head all the way. You know, it's a look. You see a lot of movie stars, etc., but I guess the same old still exists. And I suppose if you did the same deal with a woman, and in one you airbrushed in large breasts and the other not, you might get the same response. But the question is, you know, what kind of men are you getting a response from? But nevertheless, this isn't being discriminatory. Just wanted to look at the raw numbers. Here's one near and dear to my heart. I'll tell you why in a second. Now, we know that people who get a brain injury have a higher than normal risk for getting Alzheimer's. And now we've kind of figured out why. Alzheimer's is associated with an accumulation of an abnormal protein. We've known this since I was in medical school, called amyloid beta, or beta amyloid. And traumatic brain injury triggers an accumulation of enzymes that are required for production of beta amyloid. It's coming from Georgetown University. Past research has shown that traumatic brain injury is a risk factor for developing Alzheimer's in later life, and many autopsy brains of people who suffer traumatic brain injury have amyloid deposits looking like those under a microscope, most with Alzheimer's. Okay, so now we know the biochemical pathway. All right, quick story, has a media link. The tragedy, of course, Natasha Richardson. So this weekend we went to see a couple of the kids in Salt Lake. One of our sons is an anchor and daughter-in-law an anchor in Salt Lake City. And so we decided to go skiing. And I'm an intermediate skier and don't do it very often. So up to the top of the mountain we go, but down in the, where we rented skis. So my wife wants me to rent a helmet. I do the typical guy thing. You know, guys don't wear helmets, but I must say, and here's an important comment, and I'll tell you the story in a second, is a lot of people, I could say more than half are wearing helmets. That's changed from the last time that I skied. And I should have been in better shape than I was. So up we go, 12,000 feet, get off the lift. I rented the helmet. I protested. I screamed. I hollered. I complained. Even the kids told me, wear a helmet, Dad. Well, my gosh, skis today are so different. You know, there's no tail on them. You know, you can't kind of lean back and save yourself from a fall. I flipped back and landed right on my head. If I weren't wearing a helmet, I don't think I'd be here today. It was a major whack. My whole arm went numb. I saw stars. Of course, I kept skiing, and I feel fine right now. But the helmet may have saved my life, so that's the warning. If there's a sport in which you should be wearing a helmet, that's it. It's like horseback riding. They wear helmets now. And of course, they always make, kibitz with you about people who, you know, want to make the world completely and totally safe for everybody. If you really wanted to reduce, say, automobile deaths, you should require people to wear helmets in an automobile. People would never do it. But in terms of the spectrum and where you draw the line, it's kind of that interesting. So here I be, and boy, I didn't know I had these muscles and bones. Everything is sore. Truly everything. Lesson learned. Here's a listener named John who wrote me an email that this is interesting. I'm going to have to pull out some old videos. He says, Dean, we were watching a PBS show this weekend about the life and times of Jackie Gleason. I just have to assume most of you know who he was. This is one of the most famous comedic talents of the 50s, and I don't remember when he died. Of course, several of his old funny bits. What occurred to us is that he was considered fat by Alice and the rest of the viewing audience. This is I Love Lucy. Gleason played the bus. What was his? No. Am I getting this right, Heather? Help me. Alice. Yeah, fat. Yeah, okay. Whew. Gee, maybe that helmet didn't save everything. Anyway, and Norton was in the sewer. Right, I got it. That's right. To the moon, Alice. But looking at him today, according to John, says he seems almost normal weight. Says I see Gleason's walking around every day, and you don't even notice their weight. What's changed besides our diets, fast food, the number of people with big stomachs we don't even notice today? And yeah, as I imagine Jackie Gleason, I imagine a very obese man. But then I start to think about it. No, maybe he really wasn't that obese. That our standards have changed. I'll tell you, in the ski slopes, you don't see fat people. We also went bowling with the kids, which is something else I actually don't do a lot of. A lot of fat people bowling. Not condemning all people in all sports, but just to let you know, because this relates also. And you see, I love to see the young kids out there skiing, the activity, etc. And here's another one of these reports. We've done many of these, this time from Australia, a study of 1,400 10 to 12-year-olds, and found that 37% typically spend a half an hour or less being active outdoors. Fewer outdoors for an hour or 2 hours or more in a typical day. Of course, many kids devote at least 2 hours a day to the TV or the computer. 50% of boys and more than a third of girls doing so. And they said that when parents think that their neighborhood is safe, children are more likely to get outdoor exercise. You know, under the heading of go out and play, something you don't hear today. Hey, you know, this is a twist. I don't know why I we did this story a few weeks ago and before most of you heard it, but the twist here I want to emphasize again, because they got a picture here of Madonna. All right. And says Madonna may spend a lot of hours in the gym, but according to new research, she'd be better off eating a few good meals. Plump up a little bit, Madonna. Says forget punishing exercise routines and restrictive diets. The key to looking young is having a healthy appetite. That caught my eye. And I go, where are they going with this? And they're going right back to that study that I told you about where they took identical twins and they had people look at pictures of the identical twins that are now older and ask you how old you thought they looked, right? And they found a lot of associations with looking young. And the research, this is not the point of this study, found, of course, that smoking made you look a lot older. A lot of sun exposure makes you look a lot older. Marital status, divorced women looked older. Suffering from depression made you look older. But this one had to do with body weight. And it is true, you know people who lose a lot of weight and they look gaunt. Their cheeks get hollow. The skin on their face kind of hangs. And they're going further with this research and saying that when you gain weight and lose weight, yo-yo dieting, you stretch out the skin on your face, then you lose the weight and it's hanging there and you look older. And the research, which I don't have in front of me as I recall, in the original study found that if you gain weight before the age of 45, you looked younger if you were a little overweight. After that, you did look older. And whether that has to do with the yo-yo dieting or not, I don't know. But, you know, a lot of us look better with a little bit of weight on. And listen, it's healthier. I mean, the skinniest of people are not the healthiest, as are not the most obese people. I love this one because it's counterintuitive. I love counterintuitive things. Here, you want to save money? These are tough times. Carry around $100 bills. What? That's right. That's exactly right. They did this experiment. According to the study in Journal of Consumer Research, shoppers are less likely to spend money if they carry cash in large denominations. This is called the denomination effect, and it's a powerful predictor of consumer spending habits. Through a series of experiments, they show that if people have an equivalent amount of money, say $100, people with the Ben Franklin in their pocket, that's a $100 bill, don't part with it compared to people carrying, you know, 20s and 10s. What's driving the denomination effect? First off, some consumers see large bills as more sacrosanct than a bunch of chump change. People tend to overvalue bigger bills, says a marketing professor here, University of Maryland. There's a psychological cost associated with spending a $100 bill that's not there with spending smaller bills. Then they wanted to see if this translated into other countries. They did it in China, not with $100 bills, but 50 yuan bills and 100 yuan bills. Yuan's worth a lot less. And Same effect showed up. QVC hit again. You know, TV home shopping channel, one of the world's largest multimedia retailers, has agreed to pay $7.5 million, which is chump change to them, to settle. By the way, you should pay it off in $100 bills. To settle FTC charges that they made false and unsubstantiated claims about four products. I've seen a lot of bull health things, and it just makes me sick because they are big time. Here you go. The agency charged that they violated the year 2000 FTC order barring them from making deceptive claims for dietary supplements. Right? According to the commission. See, FTC goes after the big timers, not the regular ones that are peddling junk to you in drugstores and health food stores. According to the commission, they aired approximately 200 programs where false and unsubstantiated claims were made about for women-only weight loss pills, Light Bites weight loss food bars and shakes, Be Alive Royal Jelly energy supplements. In addition, they charged that QVC violated Section 5 of the FTC Act by making unsubstantiated claims about Lipofactor Cellulite Target Lotion, requiring $6 million for consumer redress, $1.5 million civil penalties, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, friends, I mean, what's the best advice? Just don't buy anything. It's not anything hyped to you on television that has to do with your health. Here's something also counterintuitive. Silly city dwellers harm the environment and the climate less than rural dwellers. Well, how can that be? They said previous claims that cities contribute disproportionately to global climate change are unfounded. Many emissions come from rural areas. Methane is a far more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, molecule for molecule. In terms of per capita emissions, the most environmentally unfriendly city that was studied in the entire world, and the United States, excuse me, I'll get to the world in a second, was Washington, D.C. 20 tons of CO2 equivalent per head. Carbon footprint of each citizen there, three times that of other large cities and developed nations. They blame this on the amount of office space in D.C. However, residents there still emit only 82% of the U.S. average. And this holds true for other wealthy cities. Per capita emissions in New York, Toronto, Barcelona, one-third of the national average. And the emissions of Tokyo, London, and Seoul come in at about half. So what is that about? Well, there are density-related advantages for both travel and heating. You have critical mass of people like London and New York. You don't have a car in New York. I'm a New Yorker. You don't own a car. Public transportation becomes a feasible option. People in more rural areas rely on their cars. And an apartment surrounded by others is way more efficient for heat. Now, if your apartment's embedded inside a big apartment building, you are not losing heat and cold to the outside. Beijing and Shanghai, in contrast, emit more than double China's national average, but that results from the thriving manufacturing industries. And let's see what else here. The emissions for a pair of shoes made in China and sold in Britain are currently allocated to China, not to the UK, so it's fair to ask whether we should count emissions according to the location of production or the location that's driving the consumption. Reminds me of the argument going on with Mexico right now, and I think Hillary Clinton had it right. You know, we are the drivers of the drug problem. You know, we're the consumers. We're the consumers of it. And we always want to blame other countries, but if we didn't have the demand, right, it would all be a very different situation, wouldn't it? Okay, you're going to love this, and I know you're going to want to hear it. Okay, think of your name. There are names, according to this research, that are associated with happier people. Certain people with people with certain names are indeed happier. I will name the names. So right now you can sit and practice remembering what your name is. I might have trouble with that this morning. And I'll tell you what they found. I can't tell you all your names, but I think you'll be interested. What are happy names and what are not so happy? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Why would you, when you can take one-a-day men's 50-plus advantage? A complete multivitamin specially formulated for the concerns of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. One-a-day men's 50-plus advantage, the complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you. One-a-day, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. Call now. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Anthony Nadell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Al. How you doing, Al?
Hello, Dean. Can you hear me? I'm calling from Puerto Rico.
Oh, I hear you fine.
All right, great. I have some information I'm very curious about. At the end of this year, a program under the United Nations called Codex Alimentarius is reintroducing about 7 to 8 different chemicals back into the world food supply. And they're basically called POPs, persistent organic pollutants. And I don't understand why they're being allowed back into the food system when not too long ago, I think back in the late 90s, 176 countries forbade the reintroduction of these chemicals into our food supply.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are these things that are being added on purpose to processed food for various reasons, or are these environmental pollutants that they're changing the bar on? In other words, or raising the allowable levels or something like that? Because I'm not familiar with exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you can go to the Codex Alimentarius site.
Right.
It's a program underneath the United Nations, but the chemicals are dieldrin, eldrin, hexachlorobenzene, toxaphene, chlordane, phenylchlorophenol, and those are all basically pesticides.
Right. Well, I'd have to go online and look it up for you, and I can tell you that there has been, and this is just a general statement on it, there has been some backpedaling. I mean, some of those are not happy pesticides to my knowledge. But what happens also, some of them also persist in the environment. It could have to do with food supplies and availability, in that there is no doubt in my mind that the parts per million effects of some presence in some foods would not stop me from allowing people to eat the food if they needed the food. Or it could have to do with a very, very delicate kind of ratio as we try to deal with what's happened, and that namely producing lots of food to feed the world has required technology. And massive technology to make it efficient and cost effective. And I'd have to go on a case by case basis and look at the levels we're talking about, because every one of our bodies, for instance, every one of us contains a certain number of parts per million of, say, well, pick anything, any of those, or even DDT. And we have found that some of the newer pesticides that we have tried to utilize to replace the ones we take off the market can often be worse. And that's a quick knee-jerk reaction we get stuck with a lot. We say, let's take this off the market. It was like when the trans fat flap hit. And I said, well, wait. What if Baker's going to replace them with? Let's see what the replacement is before you know, because you could see, my mother used to say, stick with the foist, the second could be waste. And so I really can't understand it without having the facts in front of me, except I've seen these kinds of things change for some of the reasons that I just mentioned. And that's, you know, that may be the bottom line. Your body can handle certain teeny tiny amounts of so many things. This is the modern world. I mean, a lot of us wish for the old, you know, we all talk about nature when everything was organic. But listen, when everything was organic, the death rate from foodborne illness, waterborne illness, et cetera, was so, so much higher. The yields of crops was so much higher. So we have gotten some advantages from, you know, quote, modern chemistry, and we've also paid a price. But by the same token, this is also a general statement, if you can think of any new technology or any modern change, which we all love, that hasn't come with a major sacrifice, I can't think of anything. You know, the invention of electricity to air travel, you just think of all the things that we love so much, somebody pays a price somewhere. And that's what the modern world is. We don't want to go back to a cave. I mean, people talk about it in generalities, and it sounds to me like they would enjoy going back to a cave. Well, I'm an old bush hippie. I've done that. I can tell you what it's like to live without electricity and hot water and a TV, you know, and all these kinds of things. And those of you who've never done it are naive if you think that's what you want to go back to. So there's a balance here. I'll look it up. I'll see what I can find. I want to talk to you about the happiest name. Think of what your name is, and I'm going to tell you whether research has found that people with your name are happy or less happy. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. An intense search is underway for an 8-year-old Tracy girl who was last seen on Friday. FBI has now entered the case. Investigators in Santa Clara are still looking for a motive in the apparent murder-suicide, which left 6 people dead, including as many as 3 children. Another person is hospitalized in critical condition. A 4.3 earthquake shook up some folks in Morgan Hill today, but no reports of injuries or damage. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed down 254 points at 7,522. NASDAQ lost 43 points. S&P 500 lost 28. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says sunny and breezy this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paver Stone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paver stone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paver stone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
60 seconds involves some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
I'm Dean Adell asking for your donation to the 29th annual KGO Leukemia Curathon. We will find the cure to blood cancers with your help. Please send whatever you can to KGO Cure, 900 Front Street, San Francisco, 94111, or donate online at KGOradio.com. And listen, April 3rd, starting at 7 p.m. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right. Now, the only caveat I'm going to give you with this story has to do with culture, because it's about names and happiness. And the psychologist here believes that people's personalities may change to fit the name they're given, or that certain names, well, let's just get right into it. The happiest people, and this is coming from the UK in Britain, are named Judy or Joshua. The most miserable, Lynn or Ben. And women called Stephanie, Linda, Pam, and Pat are among the most cheery. Men named Matthew, Jason, Terry, and Barry, also the happiest. The unhappiest women, Charlotte, Tina, Amy, or Tara. The gloomiest men, Andrew, Edward, Tim, or Owen. He says Christian names are similar to brand names and that people associate certain characteristics with them. Paulines, for example, are thought of as miserable. And they've said because there is a character on a popular show in England that has that name. And that always hits me. When I was in fifth grade, maybe I shouldn't say this, there was a girl in the class who was very homely. Her name was Martha. And ever since then, when I hear a woman's name Martha, I think of that. So the media plays a very important role. They say Judy is happy because Judy Dench is very popular. And there is a popular news person in England also with the name Judy. And it says this is what's behind celebrities. Celebrities change their names to encourage fans to view them in a certain way. But some of them pick, I don't know, miserable names. And it is interesting, isn't it? When you see people's names, you say, wow, your parents actually said, oh, we have a new baby, Harriet. What do you think we should call her? And they come up, you know, with a name that is like crazy. So I guess it's a matter of personal taste. May as well leave it at that. Yeah, I know. Esther hopes Martha's not listening. Oh, my gosh, that's a terrible thing. All right, let's talk to Paul. How you doing, Paul? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adell. Mm-hmm. It seems whenever there is a study advocating circumcision, Johns Hopkins University has a hand in it. I'm wondering if the university might have a vested interest in this surgery.
Well, let's see. That's a good question. I mean, you do see certain universities, they develop programs and research and get funding and grant money and have laboratories and attract doctors and researchers there because of a certain perspective they might have on a particular issue. I can't imagine. I mean, yeah, circumcision makes money, not huge, but I can't imagine a single institution benefiting in that way. But I could definitely imagine that if they launch research, you know, on a subject, and they attract other researchers, and they just start piling it on. And you're probably referring to last week, some research coming out of Africa, done by some researchers there advocating. Well, let's say the rest of the world is not going along with it, and I can tell you that. And the idea that you can reduce sexually transmitted diseases in Africa by circumcising adult men is just silly. And they try to make it apply to the United States, and we have not come up with similar findings. HIV has nothing to do with circumcision status in the U.S. Listen, we have had traditionally the highest rate of circumcision. I started this radio program, was 90%. It's now a little over 50% in America. And my pitch is just, you know, let's not argue about their findings. Let's suppose you accept the fact. I'll take a different direction. Let's suppose indeed it is true that circumcising reduces the risk of a sexually transmitted disease. Does that mean you do this to little babies? When there's such a thing as choosing your partners carefully, their treatments, there's condoms, there's all kinds of other things. Because in Africa, they're really afraid this could backfire because men are already thinking, hey, I'll get circumcised, I don't have to use condoms. Circumcise a man, his penis becomes more numb. He is therefore less likely to want to use a condom. And of course, if you circumcise, you can get STDs. Look at America and our STD rates, where most men are, you know, are circumcised. Today, babies are not circumcised. So 50-50, it's going to get even better. But they're not growing up and having sex. So it's just nonsensical. It tells me how you can see a lack of common sense in people who are smart and went to school for 15 years, who don't really think about the things that they say. So all that is kind of, and the Europeans are having a ball with it. I read you, when we did all this last week when all the studies came out, but I just love this one statement by this English, very famous English expert in STDs. He says, why is America so obsessed with circumcision? My perspective is, let a child decide when he grows up. If I presented you evidence that circumcising little girls, you know, lower the risk of STDs, and it might, would that make you want to go out and do it? Because none of the research from Johns Hopkins or anywhere else, they completely ignore in the research what the function, the sexual function, just that alone of the foreskin is. So how do you justify that when there's so many other ways of reducing your risk of STDs? So there you go. Let's talk to Ginger. How you doing, Ginger?
Yes, it occurred to me that maybe I should be calling the radio station about this instead of you, but during your last commercial, I'm calling from Berkeley.
Sure.
There was a man who came on talking about transformation, some kind of a deal he's got going where he can change the behavior of your sassy, acting out kids in like 1 minute or less. You know, it's just really, it's so annoying that he's obviously, the commercials obviously piggybacking on your show.
Well, let's talk about it. And I know the ad, Ginger, and you know every local radio station in the country that carries this program has a right to place any ad they want to. So I don't even hear them. I don't even know, you know, if you're listening, you know, in Chicago, you're going to hear different ads than you will in San Francisco. One, two. You know, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm thinking to myself, you know something, Ginger's got a point. If this were a supplement, right, claiming, you know, instantly you're going to get skinny, or instantly, just fill in the blanks, why is that different than someone who claims that you're going to instantly change your child's behavior? At the same time, I could certainly imagine when it comes to parenting, because a lot of parents, when you sit down with parents who are having difficulties with a child, whether it has to do with parenting or the child's innate neurophysiology or their environment, is hard to say. There are certain little hints, you know, teach a parent how to utilize timeouts, teach a parent how to be consistent, you know, certain little parenting tricks, which could be useful. Now, if the ad claims that this is going to be overnight, I don't know. I guess I've heard psychologists say when a child acts out, you know, when they're a toddler, you tell them, okay, you're going to take a timeout, and they go in a corner and they take their timeout or whatever, and their behavior changes pretty rapidly. Okay, they would probably use that as evidence to support their claim. So Ginger, what you said in the beginning really, really strikes me. And that is, when you have complaints about these things, write to the radio stations and television stations. They do listen. I mean, as much as I criticize media, there's no industry in America that is just dying to know what you want and is less responsive. They want to respond to your to what you say because they need you. They need you. And when they run ads that offend you, you need to tell them. And you have a lot more power than you think. I have known many, many people who run radio and television stations. I've been in their offices, and when they get a letter from someone who listens, they pay attention to it. They do. So when you hear ads for products and you think it's phony or that it's exaggerated, you fight back. You know, we just kind of roll over and we take it all day long. I don't care whether it's supplements or whatever it is. So I would applaud that attitude. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Are you spending too much money on TV? Do you want great programming at the lowest possible prices? Then now is the time to switch to Dish Network and get over 100 of the best channels plus over 50 HD channels for just $9.99 a month for 6 months. This great deal is available now by calling 888-DISH-755. That's 888-DISH-755. In these tough economic times, it's important to get the most out of every dollar, including your TV. Call 888-DISH-755 today, and you'll get great entertainment for less. And you'll keep saving year after year, too. There's no reason to wait. Start saving now by taking advantage of Dish Network's low everyday prices and the best entertainment programming available. Call 888-DISH-755 or go to dishnetwork.com. You could pay more for TV, but why? Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bay Area residents have long known Frelin's as the destination for outdoor furnishings. And right now, Frelin's is partnering with Brown Jordan in an unprecedented factory-authorized promotion. Now through April 15th, save an additional 20% off all Brown Jordan collections, in stock or special order. Brown Jordan has long been recognized as a leader in the outdoor furniture industry, renowned for their innovative designs and lasting quality. If you've been dreaming of something special for your outdoor living area, visit Frelin's today and take advantage of this exclusive Brown Jordan sales event. We all know times are tough. That's why Frelin's is offering free financing for 1 year on approved credit. Frelin's is celebrating their 50th anniversary, serving the Bay Area with locations in San Ramon, San Rafael, and check out their clearance center in Fairfield or visit them online at frelins.com. Frelin's, why live indoors when we live here?
Never miss a breaking news story. Text NewsDesk to 68255 to subscribe to KGO Radio's breaking news text alerts or sign up online at KGOradio.com. When major breaking news happens, you'll know about it first on your mobile phone. Whether it's traffic tie-ups, fires, quakes, or political news, you'll know all about the important breaking news as it happens. Text NewsDesk to 68255 for breaking news text alerts from KGO News Talk 810.
Corey.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unanel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Harvey in Washington. How you doing, Harvey? Harvey?
Yes, Dr. Unanel.
Mm-hmm.
I got a friend that goes to a nutritionist, and he prescribes her a lot of vitamin supplements, and charges her greatly for it, and I can't see the use for it. She's, you know, quite reasonable.
Yeah, is a friend eat a reasonable diet and generally healthy?
Yes, it keeps talking about, well, you know, your chlorine level is high, and you need more vitamin D, and all this type of stuff, and it just doesn't seem quite right.
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's not about it seeming right. It's about the evidence. I mean, after all, your friend could go back to the nutritionist, and I got to warn you, there are a lot of people out there who call themselves nutritionists, and anybody can call themselves anything. Some degrees like this, you can get, television stations, it's a favorite of theirs to get the dog a degree in nutrition from some box top university. There are legitimate degrees, of course, for nutrition educators, etc. But in my experience, most people who call themselves nutritionists are not. So check their credentials. A. B. Have your friend simply ask the nutritionist, what about the previous 10 huge double-blind studies involving hundreds of thousands of human beings where they found vitamins to be not only useless but potentially dangerous to people who are otherwise healthy and eat a balanced diet? So how you can pry your friend loose from this? Asking, well, you know, all these doctors and scientists, they're against it because they make money off of sick people and don't want people to get... You hear awful things, and if your friend is just not capable of being rational about it, I'd say to keep the friend, you're going to have to back off or find another way. But I agree with you, of course. We have found, I don't have to agree with you, it's the science. We have found, indeed, that multiple vitamins are not necessary for people with exceptions. Now we're getting into a vitamin D decade now. Everybody's getting crazy about vitamin D, and we'll see. You know, we went through the vitamin C decade, then we went through the beta-carotene decade. Then, so now we're in the vitamin D decade. We'll see how that all turns out. Let's talk to Gabriel. How you doing, Gabriel?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is that I've been missing my belly button. You know, my stomach is just missing. It's not there.
Not there.
I mean, it's gone too deep inside.
Well, belly buttons, you know, they can be fixed by fibers to the inside of your abdominal cavity. So one thing that happens as we age, we can gain weight, and that makes the belly button kind of go away. It's funny that there are aesthetic standards for belly buttons, especially with women. I know plastic surgeons who fix women's belly buttons to make them more attractive. I'm not quite sure what an attractive or unattractive belly button is. But if it's it doesn't really have a function, the main thing that happens with belly buttons is they can get infected or inflamed. So if everything is fine, you can't see it, I wouldn't be too concerned about it. And actually, there is I have a textbook at home on diseases of the umbilicus. I mean, there are a bunch of things that can happen potentially. It's fairly unusual, but just the fact that it's not there, or you know, it's disappearing, and maybe as it is a weight gain issue or something like that. I used to, when I was younger, dated a girl who had no belly button. I remember the first time I saw this, and it was really a shocker. And she explained to me she had emergency surgery when she was younger, and I don't know how this happened, but the surgeon, you know, sliced and diced and forgot to put the belly button back or cut it out when they patched her, and sure enough, she had no belly button at all. I mean, the only way that would happen is if you were hatched from an egg. Every human being has a belly button. I assume most of you know that, all right? Wouldn't get fooled. Wouldn't get fooled. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's Income, A-T-Home, 55.com.
Attention migraine sufferers. Do you suffer from migraine or tension headaches? Is the pain unbearable? Do your pills upset your stomach and make you nauseous? Have you ever wished for faster relief? Well, your wish has finally been answered. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in minutes rather than hours or days. That's right. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in just minutes with a remarkable breakthrough. It's called Dr. Heisen's Headache System, and it will change your life. Developed by board-certified neurologist Dr. Morton Heisen, it's easy to use and clinically shown to relieve migraine pain without pills, shots, or a prescription. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's Headache System is now available directly for the first time. Stop the throbbing, stop the pounding, stop the nausea in just minutes with the revolutionary Heisen Headache System. Real relief is finally here for all migraine and tension headache sufferers.
Call 1-800-811-4024. That's 1-800-811-4024 for real relief in minutes, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 1-800-811-4024. Again, 1-800-811-4024.
It's Saturday. You and your wife take the boys to the mall, straight to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos. You and Danny want Chinese. You look up at the menu for a few seconds. You look down to see what Danny wants. But you don't see Danny. Your eyes dart around frantically. You instinctively call out,
Danny! Danny!
From the taco place, you hear a voice.
Hey! Dad! Change my mind!
Every parent knows that feeling when, even for a few seconds, you lose sight of your child. Imagine if he or she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
Stop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Richard. How can I help you, Richard?
Good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on. I'm an 81-year-old male, and I'm a regular blood donor, and I do it about every 2 weeks. And I wondered, I've been watching my blood or my body temperature go down slowly over the last couple of years to the point where the last three times it's been right around 96. One time it didn't even get up to 96, and that's the bottom of the machine will, or the thing will register. Mm. It's the same kind of equipment every time and the same kind of people. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, that's unusual, except because core body temperature can't be that low. The core body temperature, any way we take your temperature, is a proxy for it. In other words, we take it in your mouth, take it in your ear, put on the strips, while rectally is the most accurate, actually most accurate is the temperature of your urine. We don't do that. And you always add a couple of degrees if you want to get back to the core, and it's about changes in the temperature. So I wouldn't sweat it. There are not many diseases. Well, there's one bad one. I mean, when the temperature gets too low, you're dead, of course. Low thyroid disease would be the most common cause of low temperature if it were real, so I wouldn't pay attention to it. And I can't explain why it seems to be going down. Let's talk to Vanessa. How you doing, Vanessa?
Yes, Dr. Dean?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I have a question for you. I have two theories as far as Parkinson's disease. My mother has Parkinson's disease, mm-hmm. and there's not very many providers out there, at least geriatric providers, who specialize in it. But I have two theories about it. One theory is, could it be that Parkinson's disease is from a long-standing form of depression that an individual may have mm-hmm. that has never been resolved, and therefore that depression has turned into some kind of psychiatric form where it affects the body neurologically.
That's yeah, what's the other theory?
And the other theory is the mask, the look of the mask on a Parkinson's patient actually shows the sadness or the depression that the individual has had.
All right, let's talk about that. Well, you know, Parkinson's is a very specific disease. You can slice up the brain of a patient with Parkinson's, and there's a very, very special place where we can see Parkinson's. And it can manifest with psychiatric symptomatology. Your idea about depression is interesting because I would have, you know, said, well, depression doesn't cause physical changes in the brain. And just last week, they did find a study which found a thinning of a certain part of the cortex of the brain in people who were depressed. Very radical findings that needs to be validated. So I can't quite go along all the way with it, but long-standing depression can create lots of other physical changes. And what happens with their faces and how it fixes, we've actually seen that happen with there's a bunch of bad heroin went around in the West Coast about 20 years ago that caused Parkinson's and actually caused that look in their face because the muscles kind of freeze. And it looks to us on the outside like deep sadness, but I think it's really because of the relaxation of the muscles. All right, I'm Dr. Gina Dell. Please join us in the next program, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
since...
Run your own business. There are three words you definitely want to avoid, besides you're being audited. I'm talking, of course, about shoulda, coulda, woulda, or what you mutter to yourself when you know you've been had. Like the time I bought a security system from one of those big national chains? Man, they promised me the moon and stars. What I got was the bait and switch. Every time I turned around, there was a problem, like one big Dr. Phil episode. And when I called him to get it straightened out, I might as well have been from Mars. Hello? Hello? Well, that's when I called Bay Alarm. They came in and bingo, no headache, no hassle. I got the right service and the right system to protect my business. Works great. And they back it with 24-hour monitoring and customer support. So don't set yourself up for shoulda, coulda, woulda. Do what you oughta. Go with Bay Alarm.
For your free security review, call today 1-800-610-1000 or visit us at bayalarm.com. Bay Alarm, because when it comes to your business, what have you got to lose?
Hey, it's Gil Gross. We got a lot to talk about today, the Santa Clara shootings, and of course,